Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Simply Marvelous. If you've not been here before, did you know there's heaps of episodes?
So many.
Just hit like or subscribe and you can listen to them all.
All of them.
The world has gotten even stranger than you already know.
These guys come from legend. They're basically gods.
Take that off. What are you?
Genius, billionaire, playboy, philanthropist.
In this room, which one is A, wearing a spangly outfit, and B, not of use?
You people are so petty.
Sir, please put down the spear.
Simply Marvelous. Welcome to Simply Marvelous. This is the podcast where hosts Harry, Ron, and Hermione talk about the movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, The Crown, Lord of the Rings, and Harry Potter.
Yeah.
My name is Kyron Weasley.
Oh, that's good. I'm Albus Dumbledore, I guess.
Alreese Dumbledore.
Albus Back Dumbledore. I don't know. Something about back door.
Oh.
And who are you?
I'm Georgia Mad-Eye Mooney.
Hey.
Finally, something useful, my stupid surname. Today we're talking about Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Hogwarts has been chosen to host a legendary event. The Triwizard Tournament.
I didn't put my name in that cup. I don't want eternal glory.
People die in this tournament.
The Dark Lord shall rise again.
What's this one about, Reesey?
In a wizarding world, an old man is killed by a snake after he walks in on Timothy Spall changing Voldemort's nappy. Back to the School of Death. This year, with about 400% more death, because this year it's time for the Triwizard Cup, a hugely prestigious and ancient competition that we have only mentioned for the first time now. There's a whole new bunch of teens in the school, and they are getting antsy. Not to mention Hagrid, he is DTFBL, down to fuck big lady. Also, what's wrong with that guy's eye? The competition starts, and the teachers yet again are trying to burn and drown the children, this time with help from some dragons and Minecraft mermaids. But who'd have thought the most prolific murderer would be a hedge maze? Harry and that sparkly vampire are shot out in a cemetery to watch Ralph Fiennes be born. He's back, baby. And now here's Harry's deado, daddo, and mummo to save the day. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
This movie starts, Reese, with your worst nightmare. I felt for you immediately because there's a confused old man straight off the bat.
I didn't like it. I didn't like that at all. I also don't like snakes. So this was a big...
Quite the opening scene.
Tricky start. I'm still confused about that big snake. Is he just a pet?
Well...
Yeah, that's Voldemort's pet.
Just his pet. Okay, cool.
No, he's actually from Brisbane.
Oh.
And...
I'll have you know that snake is a woman.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Negrini, which is also my favourite type of drink.
Nagini?
No, Negrini. It's a very small Negroni.
For a for kids.
Signor, teeny tiny Negroni and Negrini. Sì.
When I was a kid, the only thing I wanted was a tent that expanded like that on the inside.
Oh, so cool that bit, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, it would make Glastonbury so much more doable.
Yes, exactly. Mm. And I think we can all agree with Harry when he says, I love magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And magic is pretty cool, guys.
But also it's taken him 4 years to realise that. And just checking, you finished the movie this week, Georgia?
Yes, I did.
Yep, great. This is what I thought about, you know, the Death Eaters turn up.
Mm.
The shot that they used in this wasn't very terrifying. Like, when they first cut to the Death Eaters, they just kind of seem like some guys just, like, walking down. You're not seeing people, like, going... like, they're just kind of going, like, here we come! Death Eaters, give us some death and we will eat it. Death Eaters, Death Eaters.
Amazing what a reputation can do for you.
It is a real magic-y movie, though. I think that they've leveled up the cool magic-y spells and stuff. You know, like the...
No, it's a good observation. Harry Potter is a magic-y movie.
The flying horses with the carriage and then the ship that comes out of the sea.
It is quite the mermaids. The entry from the schools.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. That stuff.
I'm not sure Hogwarts would have been able to pull off a similar entry as the other schools.
Just a steam train.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, rolling true. In.
Just a regular train.
Yes, we'll come to your school. Where is the closest station?
Yeah, exactly.
The schools, though, are a bit questionable. I mean, there's the gaggle of private school Frenchy ladies who are so... They've got butterflies and skipping and lovely silhouettes.
Dance of the Seven Scarves at one point for the students.
And then there's the sort of Russian-y, fighty boys. It's just strong gender stereotyping.
All of them over 40.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that Crumb guy is 14 years old. Like, that... That is a 32-year-old man.
It's pretty much J.K. Rowling's first entry into the there are two genders game,
yes.
Which she's become such a good player at.
And they're either French or Russian. Those are the options. The girl, Fleur, kind of is a pretty stereotypically, help me. Like, and this is the try, you know what I mean? Like, if they've got such a manly man and they do kind of make her...
Oh, yeah, it'd be cool if she got a chance to do something cool. She doesn't really do much and then she fails.
You're right. She doesn't get a chance to, you know, she's not the only one who came. There's a whole cohort of students and then they all put their names in and someone was chosen as the champion from the school. Mm. And unable to complete a single test? Oh, no, they did the first one.
She did defeat a dragon. I mean, fair play to her.
She did. Sorry, fair play. She defeated a dragon.
And Hermione is unfortunately at her most infuriating. She's just a stroppy little bitch this whole movie. And it pains me to say it, but insufferable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you say, would you describe her as shrill, Georgia? Is she quite... Would you, a woman in the media... describe this woman as shrill?
A fucking nag.
Is that very on brand, though, for a 14-year-old girl, though? I feel like all...
Well, I do think it's interesting to see the development between the three of them, their kind of adolescent growth. And because now Hermione's sort of finding herself a little bit the victim of sexism, even from Harry and Ron, willy-nilly, despite the fact that she is clearly intellectually maturing at a much faster rate as young women do. Mm-hmm. So that's a kind of interesting dynamic that you sort of see happening in this movie.
Mm. And another interesting dynamic is the dating the older man with Crumb, who played in the Quidditch World Cup.
I know!
So one is assuming is... at least 5 years older.
Well, 17 or 18, I guess.
He could have repeated a few times. He doesn't look too bright.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, like, she said he just walked to the study.
I have repeated 14 times. I'm 42.
I like the Potter Stinks badges that everyone wears.
You like them.
Potter Stinks. Yeah, let's all pick on the orphan.
I thought he was most popular guy last year.
It's a real turnaround. I mean, he's saved the school, I think, three times now.
Yeah.
Then Shiny Vampire comes along and no, this is proof to me how bloody horny this school is at the moment. There's just a new guy in town. He's got good bone structure and he's clearly of age. We should check that. Welcome back to... I think when... Is he of age? He must be.
Maybe not.
Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. Shuffle, shuffle pages.
One thing I notice when everyone's picking on Harry Potter, because Potter stinks, is that obviously Malfoy joins in. And he is up a tree.
Yeah.
And that's not explained. He's just in the tree. And I think it's a nice sort of subplot that Draco Malfoy, evil as he is, does enjoy a bit of tree climbing. Just in play, you know, just in play, just during recess time.
It's good to give him another layer, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Well, Robert Pattinson also arrives jumping out of a tree, and I thought, I think he jumps out of a tree in all the Twilight movies. Little did he know that would become such a part of his acting.
In his contract.
Yep.
I reckon, yeah, no, Robert Pattinson is 35 now. He would have been an age. We're okay, everyone.
We're okay.
But, like, I think he would have been eight, like,
He looks young and so pretty.
I think it's important that we don't want
trouble
to be with the children.
No.
Oh,
no.
Oh, God.
No, 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 no.
No, that's why we put all our effort into our thoroughly researched side project, He's of Age, Don't Worry.
Which is also a podcast that we're doing now. George and I, just the two of us, where we go through magazines and point at people.
Compare the facts, do the maths. Have you heard about J.K. Rowling talking in hindsight about Dumbledore being gay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's kind of like revisionist character details, which maybe are actually just a bit more annoying than anything else. And don't
I think when
make
they
it well, any sense?
When they first started, people were like, great. And now she kind of kept doing it. She did it a couple more times with weird stuff. And it's like, well, like, I also understand it's her work and stuff, but it must feel strange. I can't look at my special and when someone says, is this joke about this? And it clearly is. I can be like, no, actually, that's a joke about socialism. Like, you know, you can't really, like, change what's there, I don't think. I don't know.
I think it's why authors, writers, lyricists, people should just never talk about their work.
What things are about.
Because you just, it never ends well. It never, ever ends well. And just leave it to interpretation.
Mm.
If someone wants to believe that Dumbledore's gay, don't get in the way of it.
Mm.
But coming out, and it's sort of a bit of lip service, isn't it? As opposed to, you know, well, if he was gay, you could have given him, like, a boyfriend, probably probably a twink, probably, probably Cedric. Probably Cedric, I mean.
Gosh. Cedric Diggory, the student.
An age discrepancy.
And the 200-year-old man.
Based on some headmasters at some schools, yes.
Kyron was privately educated, everyone.
And this is a fuddy-duddy old private school, let's be honest, Hogwarts, where Snape just still gives you clips around the ears and it's a minute ahead of caning. It's pretty backwards in many ways.
Not long ago, there was some heinous shit happening at Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Like, I reckon they're not far off. Like, the school, my high school, had had, long before I was there, an incident happen between a student and a teacher, and they just changed the name of the school. They gave it a rebrand.
A bit like AstraZeneca.
What do they call that now?
Zverevrica or something.
Oh, so they just did a word jumble.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. They put all the letters in of Boggle and they pressed it.
Stravacorkle.
Yeah. Stravacorkle. How do you think you guys would have gone in the Triennial Cup or the Tri-Cup?
Tri-Wizard Tournament?
Yeah, Tri-Wizard Tournament.
Oh, probably got set on fire in the first second, I reckon, by that.
Yeah, I mean us now. Like, no, we know we don't have any magic powers.
No.
That we've just been dropped into the Tri-Wizard.
Oh, so there's no dragon?
No.
We just have to walk out and pick up an egg?
It's exactly the world
with nothing
that they have, but we've just been dropped into...
With no magical powers.
Just
right.
What about the wand I got from Harry Potter play? Can I take that?
And how much again was that? How much again was that wand?
A bargain.
$80 to $90, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. I believe it was more than that.
Oh, believe what you want.
Triple fix.
I believe it might have been...
Nah, don't think it was triple fix.
High 90s.
Well, doesn't matter.
Okay. I got excited the other day because I realised at the end of these movies I can go to that play and I'll know what's happening.
No, you can't. We're in lockdown forever.
Kyron, come on. Dumbledore walks around holding his robes in such a way that it always looks like he's done a little poo in his nappy.
Yeah.
you notice that?
I love that. I love that at the center of that observation, he's in a nappy. that's we take that for granted.
He's very old. We're all going to get there.
I'm not far off.
I've always had a dream of writing my name really quickly and assertively on a blackboard in a classroom. You know, like Mrs. Mooney.
In a way that you've done it a million times.
Yeah. And then spinning around and intimidating a classroom. Seems like a fun moment.
Yeah, Claire, that's what I think when I think of Georgia Mooney. I think deeply intimidating.
Hey. Hey, now.
The fact that I said that, you made a little giggle.
I just think maybe we should ban the Triwizard Tournament. Mm. I don't think it's a good idea. We were taught not to run with scissors.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean...
keep up inter-school sport.
Swimming carnivals were a great time.
Dangerous enough.
Try freestyle instead of the dragon.
Yeah.
Just the cross-country.
Yeah. Or like in a Stedford.
Ooh.
School spectacular.
Something like that, maybe.
Bit of a talent quest. Less death-defying acts.
I don't know if Harry... I mean, we differ on this. The idea of going underwater with your glasses on is ridiculous.
They on the whole time.
The whole time. When he's in the bathroom going under for the egg, he just goes under and he leaves his glasses on. And then when he goes swimming in the lake, again, he leaves his glasses on.
Right. That seems like an easy detail to just omit. I do love the owl system for mail. I love that so much. I just think it'd be quicker in a lot of ways as well. I posted a letter to Surrey Hills the other day and it took about 5 days. That's only three suburbs away. Mm. If it was an owl, I reckon best part of 40 minutes.
Exactly. As the crow flies.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that what that saying's about?
Yeah. It's about crows delivering mail.
Really?
There's a shirtless scene. I thought, hang on, that's a Marvel thing we could bring back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Harry gets his rocks off. Is that what it is? Get your rocks off?
I don't think
that's this.
No. I don't think the 15-year-old boy got his rocks off in the bath.
What's getting your rocks off again?
It's coming. That's coming.
Your rocks. You're getting your rocks off. Yep.
No. I don't think that's true. No,
it 100% is true.
Oh, I've said that in so many circumstances.
What, for removing a shirt? Oh, you've got your rocks off. Down at the beach, look at all these boys getting their rocks off.
Anyway, we all learn lessons. And that's important.
Oh, my God.
I did think Harry, he says that he doesn't really care about winning the cup. Like, he didn't want to be in the Triwizard Tournament and he just sort of doesn't really care. He doesn't want the fame and everything. But then once he's in, he does put a lot of effort into winning. And I just think, oh, you could just shoot up the flares and get out. Like, what do you...
Yeah.
Mm, totally. I agree that like, Harry could have just tapped out. Like, they didn't have to, like, early on... Mm. I think McGonagall says to Dumbledore, we don't have to do this. Like, we just...
Yes!
Why don't we just not do it? And he says, no, we're doing it. And then at the end, he says to the school at assembly, I put you in grave danger this year. I'm sorry. As if to say, I know I didn't have to do this.
Yeah. It's a bit Gladys Berejiklian, isn't it?
And as I said to Reese at the end of the movie... Okay, you ready? Here comes
the joke. It's so high.
When a private school headmaster says, I put you in grave danger this year, I'm sorry. It's usually because they didn't have the courage to fire the priest.
Okay. Oh, hey.
Come on.
Oh, there we go. This time it's just because he killed a boy. Ah, well.
Small man, big machine.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Voldemort starts as an ugly baby anti-Yoda. And then you see a sort of an ultrasound gestation period into a creepy, creepy Ralph Fiennes.
Mm. Wormtail, you know, is getting all the bits, collecting all the items, blood of the thing, and there's a flesh of the servant.
Yeah.
And at which point he cuts off his entire hand. And it seems... Okay, if it asks for flesh of the servant...
Yeah, it's not that specific.
What do you take?
Get your rocks off.
Just straight through. Like, is Wormtail made of butter?
Imagine if he decided to take his rocks off instead. And just leant over the cold
Wormtail, am I made of your testicles?
I was being turned back into my form after having been an undead baby for a few years. Just take a minute.
Yeah.
Have a night at a B&B. You know? Go to a bar. Yeah. Like, he's very work, work, work.
I don't think Voldemort appreciates the finer things, and that's why he's as he is, I guess.
Do you think he is... I reckon he'd be, like, one of those rich guys that, one of those food for fuel type of cunts.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
don't
yeah,
like
yeah.
restaurants, don't like long parties or anything like that. Like, yeah, I reckon he's just a workaholic.
The bechamel test?
Cheesy sauce.
No.
Yeah, tell you what, these movies aren't doing...
No, they're not.
I think because the antagonist and the protagonist are men.
Yeah.
We're always going to be talking about them.
Did you guys have a school formal?
Yeah, I wore a jumpsuit to mine.
You still got it.
I put it on the other night.
It's actually in the TV room.
Wow.
Yeah. It's real bad.
What kind of, what does it look like?
Bad. I made it. It was my textiles major work.
Oh my gosh, heaven.
I think I just panicked. I looked better in my year 10 formal. I'm wearing like quite a fun suit and I have a cravat on and stuff. I do have intense acne at the time, though, and I don't know how to wear makeup yet. So it kind of looks like I'm going to gay court.
Yeah.
Charged with having too many pimples for a gay man. IMDb-10900 says, 8 out of 10, see the movie for action. Read the book for story.
Okay.
No.
It's unfortunate that so much of the book needed to be cut for time and the movie is still nearly 2.5 hours long. The rule of movie editing is when you must trim for time, you remove the subplots.
Oh, tell us
the rule. A lot of story and character development isn't there.
Right.
Stramstrong says 3 out of 10. They got Dumbledore all wrong! 2 exclamation marks.
He's done a poo in his pants.
M1986 says 7 out of 10. What the hell? The consensus is that this is the worst of the movies.
Of all of them?
So far. Do you agree, Georgia Mad-Eye Mooney? Where would you like to put this in your...
I genuinely enjoyed this film. These days, you just never know what mood you're going to be in. But I was having a lovely time.
Well, the last one you put at 17, Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah.
In between two Spider-Mans, Far From Home and Homecoming. It's hard to split the two Spider-Mans, but you did it with Prisoner of Azkaban. So, there you go.
Couple of snacks.
Will it crack the top 10, or are you looking around your Avengers, Doctor Strange, Guardians 2, Ant-Man, your 11 to 14 zone?
I think I might have to just whack it very slightly above Prisoner of Azkaban, just at number 17. So just bump that one down and further spread the legs of the Spider-Man.
Gosh.
As they straddle the Harrys.
Reese Nicholson, the worst Harry Potter has got for you is Chamber of Secrets at 21. We've only done 30 episodes, so that's in the bottom third.
Bottom third, nickname in high school.
Does Goblet of Fire...
We're up to 30 now.
This is 31, actually, this one. In that bottom 10, the worst 10, you've got yourself a Winter Soldier, Captain Marvel, Thor, an Iron Man, a Doctor Strange.
Oh, a lot of Captain Americas.
I reckon I'm going to pop him down there at number 18. See, this is the problem. It starts to change context.
But that's the challenge and the mystery and the thrill.
I like Spider-Man Homecoming. No, sorry. Make it 19, please.
Yep, okay.
I wonder if even one person has looked at this list and...
If you're a listener, do tweet us or contact us somehow. Last time we got you to say, I listen. Tweet us, hashtag, I look.
I look. Yeah, it's great.
I'm going to put this at 25. This is my least liked Harry Potter film so far.
Harry Potter. Wow, 25. Yeah, well, it certainly doesn't have a good ending. Someone dies and everything's about to get a lot worse.
Yeah. You know, life.
What are we looking forward to in the next one? Harry Potter and
the Order of the Phoenix.
I've not seen this one or read this one. I've got no idea what happened.
Okay, because as we know, you can't see or read.
But I look and listen.
They are clearly, they're getting a bit older in the next one and they leave Hogwarts and that's what I'm excited about.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Where they go? Down under. They're coming down.
Yeah, it's a Harry Potter holiday.
So that'll be good. That'll be next week. Will you see you then? Halfway through that question.
Never finished the podcast that way before.
I'll be here.
We'll see you again.
Well, that's good news. That's the result I wanted. So see you there next week then.
Okay.
Stop.
Hey, thanks for listening to Simply Marvelous.
What a lovely time we've had.
Please like and subscribe, please. I am an old woman. I live in iTunes and I get stronger if you
iTunes.
Like and subscribe.
Remember iTunes?
iTunes, you tunes, we all tunes for iTunes.
Once you finish like and subscribing, you can actually leave a review
like
as well.
Like and review.
You can join Georgia and Georgia's mum in leaving a review of what you think of this show.
What fun company to be in.
It'll take, I don't know, 30 seconds? A minute. It might take a minute.
If it takes you a minute, that's too long.
It only takes 2 seconds to leave 5 stars.
2 seconds is perhaps too short.
Well, actually, Georgia, you can tell us how long it takes. You've done it.
I've done it. I've tried doing it twice.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about it.
Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.